Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2, the fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesha 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5, combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Vishakha nakshatra, first house. With Saturn in the first house, Vishakha's ambitious and transformative energy influences your thoughts on self-identity, discipline, and personal growth. You're likely to think about how to refine and develop your sense of self, guided by a desire for growth and resilience. Vishakha encourages you to approach self-improvement with focus and dedication, making your mind centered on building inner strength and purpose. Your thoughts are geared toward personal evolution, valuing patience and determination in shaping a strong, resilient identity. Scorpio ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Vishakha nakshatra, 12th house. With Jupiter in the 12th house, Vishakha's introspective and expansive energy enhances your thoughts on spirituality, inner growth, and solitude. You may often think about how to deepen your spiritual understanding, drawn to explore hidden or mystical knowledge. Vishakha encourages you to approach spirituality with focus and openness to transformation, making your mind inclined towards seeking inner peace and enlightenment. Your thoughts are centered on achieving spiritual growth through reflection and contemplation, valuing personal insight and wisdom gained through introspection. Sagittarius ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Vishakha nakshatra, 11th house. With Mars in the 11th house, Vishakha's driven and purposeful energy shapes your thoughts around social connections, aspirations, and collaborative goals. You're likely to think about how to channel your energy into achieving shared dreams and working within groups to make a positive impact. Vishakha encourages you to approach friendships and group activities with intensity and ambition, making your mind focused on achieving goals that benefit both yourself and others. Your thoughts are centered on achieving success within communities, valuing shared purpose, and the pursuit of collective aspirations. Capricorn ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Vishakha nakshatra, 10th house. With Venus in the 10th house, Vishakha's ambitious and graceful energy influences your thoughts on career, public image, and professional success. You may often think about how to build a meaningful and respected career, guided by a desire for recognition and accomplishment. Vishakha encourages you to approach your career with dedication and a refined sense of purpose, making your mind focused on establishing a legacy that reflects both beauty and strength. Your thoughts are centered on achieving professional excellence, valuing efforts that bring fulfillment and positive impact to the world. Aquarius ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Vishakha nakshatra, 9th house. With Mercury in the 9th house, Vishakha's intellectually driven and growth-oriented energy enhances your thoughts on philosophy, higher learning, and exploration. You're likely to think about how to expand your understanding of the world, drawn to pursue knowledge that promotes personal growth and broadens your horizons. Vishakha encourages you to approach learning with focus and dedication, making your mind centered on discovering deeper truths. Your thoughts are oriented toward intellectual and spiritual expansion, valuing insights that encourage growth, wisdom, and meaningful exploration. Pisces ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Vishakha nakshatra, 8th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 8th house, Vishakha's transformative and intense energy brings a deep introspective quality to your thoughts on mystery, intimacy, and personal transformation. You may often think about how to understand life's hidden aspects, driven by a desire for emotional depth and resilience. Vishakha encourages you to approach transformation with acceptance and courage, making your mind focused on exploring the unknown within yourself and your relationships. Your thoughts center around personal growth through introspection, valuing the emotional strength gained from self-discovery and inner transformation. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Vishaka Nakshatra, first house. With Saturn in the first house, Vishaka's ambitious and transformative energy influences your thoughts on self-identity, discipline, and personal growth. You're likely to think about how to refine and develop your sense of self, guided by a desire for growth and resilience. Vishaka encourages you to approach self-improvement with focus and dedication, making your mind centered on building inner strength and purpose. Your thoughts are geared toward personal evolution, valuing patience and determination in shaping a strong, resilient identity. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Vishaka Nakshatra, 12th house. With Jupiter in the 12th house, Vishaka's introspective and expansive energy enhances your thoughts on spirituality, inner growth, and solitude. You may often think about how to deepen your spiritual understanding, drawn to explore hidden or mystical knowledge. Vishaka encourages you to approach spirituality with focus and openness to transformation, making your mind inclined towards seeking inner peace and enlightenment. Your thoughts are centered on achieving spiritual growth through reflection and contemplation, valuing personal insight and wisdom gained through introspection. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Vishaka Nakshatra, 11th house. With Mars in the 11th house, Vishaka's driven and purposeful energy shapes your thoughts around social connections, aspirations, and collaborative goals. You're likely to think about how to channel your energy into achieving shared dreams and working within groups to make a positive impact. Vishaka encourages you to approach friendships and group activities with intensity and ambition, making your mind focused on achieving goals that benefit both yourself and others. Your thoughts are centered on achieving success within communities, valuing shared purpose, and the pursuit of collective aspirations. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Vishaka Nakshatra, 10th house. With Venus in the 10th house, Vishaka's ambitious and graceful energy influences your thoughts on career, public image, and professional success. You may often think about how to build a meaningful and respected career, guided by a desire for recognition and accomplishment. Vishaka encourages you to approach your career with dedication and a refined sense of purpose, making your mind focused on establishing a legacy that reflects both beauty and strength. Your thoughts are centered on achieving professional excellence, valuing efforts that bring fulfillment and positive impact to the world. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Vishaka Nakshatra, 9th house. With Mercury in the 9th house, Vishaka's intellectually driven and growth-oriented energy enhances your thoughts on philosophy, higher learning, and exploration. You're likely to think about how to expand your understanding of the world, drawn to pursue knowledge that promotes personal growth and broadens your horizons. Vishaka encourages you to approach learning with focus and dedication, making your mind centered on discovering deeper truths. Your thoughts are oriented toward intellectual and spiritual expansion, valuing insights that encourage growth, wisdom, and meaningful exploration. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Vishaka Nakshatra, 8th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 8th house, Vishaka's transformative and intense energy brings a deep introspective quality to your thoughts on mystery, intimacy, and personal transformation. You may often think about how to understand life's hidden aspects, driven by a desire for emotional depth and resilience. Vishaka encourages you to approach transformation with acceptance and courage, making your mind focused on exploring the unknown within yourself and your relationships. Your thoughts center around personal growth through introspection, valuing the emotional strength gained from self-discovery and inner transformation.